Warning, I haven't had time to clean the 6 million freaking love bugs I slaughtered this weekend off my windshield or front and grill. A little pissed. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I am Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories that you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
New stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or that you were the dumbass.
And this week we got an email from our listener Bart, and Bart wrote in to tell us, "Anytime I've traveled in the States, I pick up the local papers to read the court notes. In Canada, we don't publish this stuff routinely, so I love the day-to-day trouble people get themselves into. I've lived most of my life in Saskatoon, where the snow stays for 6 to 7 months. Just personally, yeah. Fuck that." Back to Bart here. A place where we actually welcome global warming. Needless to say, crazy stuff happens after a few icy months. Cheers, as we say in Victoria, British Columbia. Love the show. Do you ship t-shirts to Canada? And that's from Bart. Yeah, Bart, I believe we do ship t-shirts to Canada. I did check and make sure that all available countries are listed there. So just check floridamanpodcast.com/shop, and it will let you know if Canada is one of those available countries. I can't see why not.
All right, so here is what Bart sent us. Carjacker, Canadian carjacker shoots himself in the leg.
And this is from the Saskatoon Star Phoenix.
Now, where is Saskatoon?
I looked this up. It is exactly 1,400 miles due north of El Paso, Texas.
So if you go, right in the middle.
Right in the middle, yeah. So El Paso is like on the little point at the...
I know where El Paso is,
John. Well, so if you go up from that, you got New Mexico. Yep. Then you go up from that, you got Colorado.
Okay.
Then you go up from that, you've got Wyoming.
Yeah, but thank you for the geography.
And then up from that is
I'll pull it up when
Montana.
We're done.
And then right above that is Saskatchewan.
Okay. Thank you, Joel, for that...
geography lesson.
Yes.
I knew you were going to ask. That's why I looked it up.
That's fantastic. Okay. Here we go. A suspected car thief suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his leg during what appears to be an armed carjacking gone wrong.
Anytime you shoot yourself,
yeah, it's a whatever day.
Yeah,
it's a bad day because it probably wasn't, except for the tragic, you know, self-inflicting on purpose. That's everything else is a
yeah. Any
bad. Day.
Any self-inflicted gunshot wound is something gone wrong, unless that something was suicide.
I was trying to be not say that word, but okay. In a news release, Warman RCMP.
You know what that stands for?
Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Suck it, biatch.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Yes, I got that right.
Yes, the Mounties. When I went to high school in Michigan... Our high school mascot was the Mounties.
Really?
Yes. And I was in the marching band because I was a big nerd.
Yes.
And our marching band uniforms were Mountie uniforms.
Yeah, what did you play?
Trombone.
Trombone.
Yep.
Would have taken you more for the bass drum or tuba. But I can see trombone as well. Do you still play?
No. I still have the trombone.
You do?
Yeah.
You didn't get it out and... and play with a little bit?
So. No, it's a bit rusty now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I don't really fancy a rusty trombone.
Yeah. All right. They said they received a complaint around 4:20 in the morning from a person claiming to have been threatened at gunpoint while at a gas station in Saskatoon. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said the suspect originally ordered the man to drive him out of Saskatoon while threatening him with a sawed-off shotgun.
Oh.
The suspect later decided he would drive, and while doing so, he dropped the weapon. While he was trying to grab it from the floor of the vehicle, the gun went off, hitting the suspect in the leg.
Something tells me this guy wasn't in a sober frame of mind.
I wouldn't say that. He's not. He didn't plan this out very well.
No.
So here's a second question. Where was the suspect? I mean, where was the guy who was the car was stolen from? Did he?
He was still in the car.
Was he in the car?
Yeah. I guess
so
it sounds
like... Or he just drove the car.
Yeah, it looked like they were trying to switch drivers, and...
Oh, well.
And the carjacker dropped his gun when he did that.
RCMP said the shot caused, quote, significant injury. Yeah, if you get shot in the freaking leg with a shotgun. Shot off shotgun. The suspect then stopped the vehicle, and its owner was able to pull him out. So the owner was trying to help him after he shot himself to regain control and driving away. Wait.
So the owner of the car.
He pulled him out on the ground.
Left him there and drove off. Yeah.
Police said both the victim and the suspect called 911 at the same time.
Hold on. I got another call coming in. Wait a minute.
Are you at the same place?
You said you've been shot? You shot yourself. Well, I got a guy on the other line says that he just kicked somebody out of his car and that shot himself.
Paramedics.
I wonder if this is the same guy. Yeah. You know him?
Paramedics and police arrived at the scene, and the suspect was transported to hospital with serious injuries. Marty
Chamakis. Okay.
We're just going to call him Marty.
All right, Marty.
31 was charged with 8 offenses stemming from the November 7th incident. He pleaded guilty to possessing a firearm while prohibited, kidnapping with a prohibited firearm, extortion with a prohibited firearm, pointing a firearm, possession of a weapon for dangerous purpose, and possession of a prohibited firearm with ammunition. I'm taking from this that he wasn't supposed to have a weapon.
Well, I don't think anybody's supposed to have a sawed-off shotgun.
In Canada or ever?
I
don't need him to come here if that's the case. Just saying. Anyway, 2 charges related to possessing... Oh, there's more. 2 charges relating to possessing an unauthorized firearm were stayed. That means they were dropped?
Yes.
Okay. The court accepted a 5-year joint submission from the Crown and the defense.
I like how they spell defense with a C, because it's in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Both the kidnapping and extortion charges carry 5-year mandatory minimum sentences. Marty was also sentenced to 30 days consecutive on the firearm prohibition offense and received concurrent 2-year sentences on the remainder of the charges.
So he's serving the 5 and the 2 all at the same time. Yeah. So he'll get out after 5, but he's still got to tack another 30 days onto that for the...
I guess so. Yeah. Defense lawyer Mike and Bushinsky. Marty. Mike and Marty had been using... Oh, wait a minute. Defense lawyer Mike... What'd you say?
Bushinsky,
yeah. Said Marty had been using methamphetamine after a breakup and wanted to visit his 5 children in Battleford.
So this is the Florida man part.
Uh-huh.
It's the meth.
Mike told the court his client entered an early guilty plea because he didn't want the victim to experience any more stress.
Well, that's nice. That's a very Canadian thing to do. Yeah. Sorry.
As a part of his sentence, Marty cannot possess any firearms for 10 years or any prohibited or restricted firearms for the rest of his life. If they're prohibited, he shouldn't have them.
Anyway. Yeah.
It's kind of like if I got busted with an automatic machine gun, say, all right, you can't have automatic machine guns for the rest of your life. They're illegal.
Well, maybe it just makes it so that he gets a worse offense. Like if you didn't have this prior and you had the prohibited weapon, you'd get 2 years or whatever, say. But then,
so what did we learn from this, Joel? Don't try to jack a car while you're high on meth with a sawed-off shotgun.
Yep, because you'll just shoot yourself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's our listener stories quickie for this week. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on a quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal testimony of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in the urine-soaked back room of a puppy mill.
As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.